and welcome to Heartbeat. We're a few weeks into the new year, and often at this time of year, I begin to become reflective. As one year ends and a new one begins, I begin to reflect on the things I did last year, the things I achieved, the places I went, and then I look forward and ahead to the things that I want to do in the new year, things I want to achieve, the person I want to become. Often on New Year's, my husband and I will sit down and we'll write down all the things that we did over the year. Last year, we went to my in-law's 70th birthday. We celebrated my own 40th birthday, something that we'd planned for years to do a celebration together as a big family, and we did it. It had come and then it went. We talk about the things that our daughters achieved for the year. We talk about other small goals, like we wanted to clean out the study and put an armchair in and get rid of the single bed. So lots of those little tasks. But then I look forward to the things that I want to do this year, the person that I want to become, the goals that I want to achieve, the aspirations I have. You know, when I was in high school, I'd write down the clubs that I wanted to join and what I wanted to be a part of. And maybe you do the same. Now, last week, Rosemary talked about some of the practical things we can do as we start our year. And it was really practical about looking at, how do we put God into our week? How do we put our family in, our work? Where do those priorities that we have? And Rosemary looked at it in a really practical sense. And this week, I want to shift a little bit to the spiritual. Rosemary talked about how first do the practical and then we do the spiritual. But really, there's a combination there that you probably would have heard when Rosemary was sharing in the Heartbeat, that when we're doing the practical, there really is that underlying spiritual element to it as well. So that's what I want to talk about this week. As we start our year off, how do we do that well? And how do we do that with God in our lives? There's a scripture from the book of Psalms. It's chapter 37, verse 5, and it says this: "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act." Some other versions of that scripture say, "Commit everything you do to the Lord." And then other versions again say, "Commit your plans to the Lord." So often in life we have plans, whether that's the beginning of the year or plans that just come up throughout the year. We make plans. And so today, as we talk about the spiritual aspect of our lives, I want to talk about commitment and trust, what that scripture says, committing our ways to God and trusting in him. As a Christian, we want every aspect of our life to be committed to God. And that includes our goals, that includes our plans. If you think about when you have goals, often goals give you a purpose. They give you a focus. They give you something to strive for. And so if there are things in our life that we are striving for, as a Christian, we want God to be in that. If we're putting all our thoughts, our time, and our energy into our goals, then I want to know that God is with me in those goals. I want to know that those goals are a part of what he wants for me. And so when we take those goals to God, and often we do that by prayer, we sit down in our prayer and we say, "Hey God, this is what I have planned. Would you come and be in this plan with me?" A great way to be too is to have an open heart to say, "Hey God, this is the plan that I have. Would you come and be in it? But Lord, if you want to move me, if you want to guide me in this, would you?" So when we have a heart like that, then we're open to what God wants to do. And we really then do begin to trust in him as we commit our plans to him. So I encourage you to write down the goals that you have for the year, the plans that you have, and then take them to prayer. That's doing the practical, writing something down, planning something out, and then doing the spiritual, taking it to God and giving those plans to God. Maybe if you have a prayer journal, you could write them in the back of your prayer journal. That's something that I often do, and I just list some of the plans, the things that I'm praying for. So when I sit down to pray, I've got those intentions right there with me. I encourage you that as you begin one of those goals, as you set out to complete a plan that you have, that you pray right before you start. "Hey God, I'm about to embark on this. Would you be with me in it? Would you be present to me as I step forward in this?" And then let's talk about trust, which is always something that's difficult, I think, for many of us. giving our plans over to God and then trusting that He will take care of them. Doesn't mean we don't have to do the practical, we still need to, but trusting that He will help us in that. You know, sometimes some of the goals that we have are not entirely reliant on us. You know, one of my goals when I was in high school was to get onto the year 9 softball team. Well, I did not achieve that goal, but it was a goal of mine. But it was a goal also that wasn't fully reliant on me, because even though I could go and try out and do my best to get on the team, it wasn't my decision that got me on the team. It was the coach who chose the team. You know, I have people in my life who are going for jobs. You can apply, you can go for the interview, but ultimately it's not your decision. It's the employer who chooses who they want for the job. So there are times in our lives where we have goals and plans that we can do all the practical we can possibly do, and then we trust in God that He will make a way or He will guide us on the right path if it's not something that comes to fruition. So it really does show how trust is an important aspect of giving our plans to God. Trusting that God will act and He has the perfect plan for us. Sometimes our goals may take a whole year. Maybe they'll take a few years. If you're studying, it's something that might take a few years. And so when we trust our plans to God, what it teaches us is patience, and it teaches us to be open to whatever God wants to do. Maybe your plans will increase your trust in God. Maybe it will increase your patience. Maybe that's an area that God wants to grow in you. And by giving your plans to Him and trusting in Him, He will cause that growth in you. He will cause you to be more patient. Maybe it will increase your faith in God as you trust your plans to Him, as you commit them to Him. And that's what He wants for you. So I encourage you, as we're starting off this year, just as we're these few weeks in, that you would commit your plans to God and trust that He will make a way, that He will act in His perfect plan. So why don't you right now think of maybe some of those plans you have that you've already thought of for this year, and pray with me right now with those plans in mind. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord, as we're beginning launching into this new year, Lord, I commit our plans to You. Lord, I commit my plans. That's really all I can do, is commit my own. And Lord, as I pray, I know that You'll hear each and every person who individually commits their plan to You right now, Lord God. I pray that You would increase trust in us, that You would increase our faith, and that we would be open to how You would guide us throughout this year as we step into these plans and these goals for our lives. Lord, I thank You in advance for what You're going to do. And I ask all of this in Your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.